A very good morning, children of God. 2020 has gone. Now 2021. Happy New Year. Second Sunday of the year. I am more than happy to be standing before you to share a message of hope, which I have entitled, God is on the Throne. My message to you today is a message of hope, a message of faith in our God. On this journey, we walk not by sight, but by faith. Psalms 11, verse 4. The Lord is in the temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. That is the title of my message. God is on the throne. And I'm going to pick this message in four divisions. One, God is in control. Two, come to God with faith like a child. Focus on God in trust. And finally, our God cares for you and me. The scripture reading from Psalms 8, verses 1 to 9. Psalm written by David. A psalm of praise, a psalm of trust, a psalm of dependency on God. A psalm that acknowledges the greatness, the almightiness, the powerfulness of God, who is our God taking care of us. Year 2020 hit us, everyone hard. I came to the UK in January. In March, the country went under lockdown. The pandemic was taking its toll. A lot of things changed. Rules, regulations, World Health Organization guidelines, all trying to put us in safety. It was like the wheels have fallen off. Things have changed for the worse. Psalms 13, verses 1 to 3, it says, how long, O Lord, how long will you forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? O Lord, my God, give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And in Psalms 10, verse 1, why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? You can sense from this psalmist words of despair, words of anguish. It reminds me of Christ on the cross. My Lord, why have you forsaken me? This is like the kind of world we are in today. Are we on autopilot? Has God lost control? The pandemic has caused havoc all over the world. We started hearing statistics, figures in terms of people who are succumbing to the disease. And then we are now hearing of names. Sometimes the names we can relate to. As the pandemic took its toll, we started to hear of persons, people whom we are related to, our loved ones. And now we are hearing of testimonies of people who have survived the pandemic. It's like it's all gloomy. But I want to give you the message of hope. Paul says, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Year 2021, I have a message of hope. One, God is in control. God is in control. Psalms 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how mighty, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is the greatness of our God. He sits on the throne. And this God, who is so great, is our God. He is our Father, to whom Christ says, Abba, Father. He is a God who cares about us. Psalms 7, verse 10. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. As long as our God is on the throne, we can be confident and trust that He is in charge and He guides and He leads our lives. Irregardless of the circumstance, the environment, the situations that we are going through, our God is in control. Our God is in charge. May this bring us to have the faith to believe that we will never be found in despair, because God knows our end from the beginning. He is in charge. I want to lift up Psalms 8, verse 2. He says, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. For us to appreciate the greatness, the mightiness of our God, this psalm is encouraging us to look up to God as children. We have the trust in the parent, and in this case, our trust in God. I'm reminded throughout the Bible, when God, when prophets, when Jesus refers to us and says, my children, it brings into us the picture of dependency, of trust in this God who cares for us. The faith of a child. It's a faith that you can admire. For those who have children at home, gaze into the eyes of your child. Look into those eyes. What do you see? The innocence, the faith, the trust. You're almost like you can spread out your arms and say, calm, my child. Why? Because of these eyes that reflects faith and trust totally in you. That is what our God is expecting of us. And as we go through this situation and we realize, we believe that our God is on the throne, we can go in confidence like children. We have total trust and faith in the mighty God. Psalms 8, verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, the greatness of our God. Psalms 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. The invisible God made Himself visible through His creation. These scriptures, they lift up a God whom we acknowledge as mighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. When we look around and we see and admire nature, we are looking at the greatness, the reflection of what God is. And this God is our God. I want to encourage you today. Let's focus on this God. Let's focus on this God. At times, if we focus on other things, and like right now, the pandemic, as it is going like a big destructive wave across the globe, our faith is challenged. I want you to focus on God. 2021, let us focus on God. The invisible God who made Himself visible through His creation. I am encouraged from Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. Jesus Christ, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, visible and invisible, whether the thrones or the powers, rulers or authorities, all things were created by him, for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And this Jesus, he is our God. And we can be encouraged as we come before his presence to say, this God who is so supreme, he is a God who is in charge and who is in control. Let us focus on this God as we go through 2021. We can be encouraged to have faith because we know our God is bigger, he is greater than the problems, the challenges that we are facing. Our God cares. He cares for you and he cares for me. He cares for all of us because we are the workmanship of his hands. These are the words that David lifts up in Psalms 8, verse 4 to 8. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? He goes on to say, you have just made him a little lower than the gods, a little lower than the heavenly beings, a little lower than the angels. What is man? David is acknowledging the greatness of God, but within this greatness, God comes down to this man because he cares for him. God cares for you. Whatever you are going through, whatever situation you are in, whatever your challenges, like right now, everyone, we can't escape it. We are facing the challenge of the pandemic. And now new rules are being put in place. Lockdowns are coming in. But if only we can remember, our God cares. I went into the dictionary to check. Careful means what? Careful means what? One, the provision what is necessary for healthy, welfare, maintenance, and protection. The dictionary goes on to say, careful is to serious attention or consideration, great concern and interest in something so important. It is to look after and provide for the needs of, to tend, to mind, to take charge, to protect, to watch, to guard, to keep an eye on. Our God cares. As we advance into 2021, I want you to go with this faith that our God cares. Psalms 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me on the shadow of your wings. Our God cares. When things appear as if they've lost control, let me assure you, our God is in charge and our God cares. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.